A panicked Gavin Newsom attacks Larry Elder, leading contender in California recall. By Joel B. Polak on August 6, 2021. California Governor Gavin Newsom attacked conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder on Thursday during a Zoom call with campaign volunteers, targeting the candidate who is the leading contender to replace Newsom in many polls. Newsom's attack acknowledges Elder, a popular figure who has never run for public office before, as the leading threat to his tenure. Several recent polls show voters increasingly prepared to recall Newsom. The most recent showed a majority of likely California voters were prepared to remove Newsom from office, a reversal from earlier this year. The Los Angeles Times reported. Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday attacked the Republican topping the field of candidates trying to replace him in the September recall election, calling conservative talk show host Larry Elder a climate change denier who would restrict abortion rights and end the minimum wage if elected. For months, Newsom has criticized the recall effort as the handiwork of far-right supporters of former President Trump and a Republican Party intent on undermining his election in 2018, shying away from personal attacks on the candidates hoping to take his place in Sacramento. But in a Zoom call with volunteers working on his anti-recall campaign, Newsom hit out at Elder, calling him a major Trump supporter. A rallying cry in a state won overwhelmingly by President Biden in the 2020 presidential election. Newsom also accused Elder of being a threat to abortion rights established under the landmark Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court decision in 1973. Many of Newsom's attacks are inaccurate. Elder is not a climate change denier, for example, but opposes the climate change alarmism that predicts doom for the world unless drastic changes are made to the U.S. economy. The San Jose Mercury News recently reported on Elder's views on climate and wildfires. Elder said he believes climate change is occurring and that humans are a factor, but the extent to which people are to blame is debatable. He asked why former President Barack Obama purchased a $12 million home near the ocean on Martha's Vineyard if there is so much concern about rising oceans. Elder said there are ways of dealing with climate change without force-feeding renewable energy schemes down the throats of taxpayers. Asked about wildfires, which science says are being fueled by climate change, he said he believes a larger problem is people building homes in wildfire-prone areas and insurers being prevented from dramatically raising premiums. He said forests need to be managed better, with more removal of dry vegetation, and blamed Newsom for misleading voters about the amount of fire prevention work taking place. On abortion, the Mercury News noted. Elder thinks Roe v. Wade should be overturned and that the issue of whether a woman has the right to an abortion should go back to the states to decide. It's pitted Americans against Americans and, in my opinion, unnecessarily, he said. Adding that he doesn't understand why anybody in California is worried since it's a left-leaning state with an overwhelmingly Democratic legislature that is unlikely to pass new limitations. Elder has led contenders in every recent poll but one, which showed him neck and neck with Democrat real estate investor and YouTuber Kevin Paffrath. His numbers have only risen since state officials attempted to exclude him from the ballot, and he won in court. Known as the Sage from South Central, he would be California's first black governor. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.